We are up to Simen Tov Kuf Pei Ches, and we'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Zman Tkiyah Shofar Bayom V'lo Balayla. The Pasuk says Yom Teruah. From there we learn that Tkiyah has to be by day and not by night. So that, for example, if one didn't get hold of a shofar till twilight, till Bein HaShemashes, the halacha is you blow, but without a bracha. U'mitzvaso mishas ha'netzach chama ve'elech. L'chatchila, you should not blow from until Netzach Hama, meaning midaraisa, the day begins at Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar means the Mishtabura Paskins Heir Pnei HaMizrach, where the eastern side starts getting light. He does bring a stira where some Rishonim seem to say that Alos HaShachar and Heir Pnei HaMizrach are two different shiurim, and he leaves it as a tzarachian. But elsewhere, the Mishtabura does paskin that Alos is Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Midaraisa, it is day from that point. Midarabanon, since it is not so clear and we're afraid that people will get confused, they said not to do any of the mitzvahs hayom until the sun begins rising, meaning Hanetzach Chama is when the first piece of the sun goes above the horizon. V'imtaka misha'ola amun ha'shachar yotza. And if you blew from alos ha'shachar, b'di'eved, the halachi is that you are yotza. Now the Mishnah Brura speaks out that Chazal were mitakin that you should not blow shofar from Nates. Chazal said because there was a gzera where they did not allow them to blow shofar, so all morning during Shachris they ran around making sure no Jews were blowing. After they left Musaf time, Jews started blowing shofar. So from that point on, Chazal were mitakin that the mitzvah tkiyah should be in Musaf, just in case the gzera happens again. So even though it says here mitzvoso mishas hanetzach chama, it's not so. Preferably, you don't blow shofar for the first 3 hours of the day because we assume that the tzibur is not yet up to davening musaf. And so that a yachid who's blowing shofar on his own, or someone who's blowing for a yachid, should not blow until after the first 3 hours of the day. That means the first quarter of the day. Only then, because he assumes that people are already holding in Musaf, only then should he start blowing. V'imshama mitzvah tkiyah kodem shol amud hashachar, mitzvah sa'achar amud hashachar, lo yotza. And if you've heard part before and part after, then he's not yotza. Says the Ramah, ha'gavim ha'yashir tkiyah b'mash shama b'yom, this bar, simen tov kuf pei zayin. We learned in the previous simen that there was a machlokis. If you heard enough of it after Alos HaShachar, if you're Yotza or not. Now the Mishnah Brura says that this halacha applies even in the 30 kolis, although midaraisa we only have to blow 9, midrabanan we blow 30. All 30 should be after Alos only, and you should hear them before Shkia. Siv Beis, Shama Teisha Tkios B'Teisha Shols Bayom Yotza. You heard nine sounds in 9 hours of the day. Every hour, another sound. Halacha is your yotza. Even if they're from different people. The yesh omim didafke b'shalohivsik b'neihem b'kol shofar sheina roi ba'os abava. There are some who say that that's only if you didn't hear a strange sound. But let's say in the middle of tkiya trua tkiya you hear a shvarim. Or in Tkiya Trua Tkiya, after the Trua, you heard another Trua, so that no longer is in place. The halachi is, according to this, that it is a hefsik. Now, the Magen Avraham adds to this that if someone was not able to blow Machmas Onus, then if he was Shoha, if he waited the amount of time that he could have finished an entire Seder, of that means three kolis, the halacha is that it's considered a hefsik and he is not yotza. The Mishtabura has a problem with that because we paskin that outside of tefillah, it's only a hefsik with shokade ligmar is kula ba'onis is if it's an onus in the guf. That means that the person was not ro'i for davening. He had to use the washroom, for example. So he asks, where is there a halacha in tkiya shofar that you have to have a guf naki in order to blow? That's a halacha in davening. That's a halacha in learning. That's not a halacha in tkiya shofar. So the Mishnah Brura wants to say that it could be that because mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you're not supposed to do a maisa mitzvah without a guf naki because it's like limud Torah. Another pshat he says is that this is avoda and it's disrespectful to do it without a guf naki. But the mashmas here is that you need a guf naki for tkiyah shofar. Now, what did we say? That if a person heard it and was mafsik in between, even bedibur, between the different the different kiyas, means there's no such thing as a hefsik between the sounds. But if he heard a strange sound, then that is mafsik. That's because the psul here is not hesar hadas. The psul is that you lost the tsura of the particular seder. The seder is supposed to be the kolus that Chazal said, and not a strange kol.